Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Have a choice to make in this election, and that choice matters. It's about picking a president who relies not just on words, but on work, on hard work, to get America back to work, to get America working again for all of our people. We need to make a choice between speeches and solutions.
No!
Yeah, you see, if she really went to basics tonight in her debate with Obama, which, as you well know, is a do or die, and she's going to lose, she could move out ahead of him. If she could expose him to be the socialist that he is, she has a chance of defining herself as a centrist, but she's not going to do it. And that is because she's trapped. Her core base is the far left socialist core of the Democrat Party. So by attacking him, she cuts off her own base. And so, therefore, unless she's willing to say, I'm not like him, I'm not a socialist, I don't believe in Chavez-like solutions to America's problems, and I'm not going to go down that road, she's not going to win. And it's the same with McCain. He's another man who's trapped himself. He needs to define himself as a conservative, but in order to do so, he has to attack those more moderate Republicans within the party for having sold the party down the river. He won't do that either. So he's trapped. So what we have here is a tepid middle. I have in my hand an antique and collectible guidebook, and I'm flipping to the color pages on political and campaign items just so that you don't get too caught up in this and so that you don't get caught in the rubbish of Wolf Blitzer and the fools on Fox into thinking this is so important. I'm looking at political and campaign items. For example, here are buttons and pins from the McKinley campaign. Here's a large 1940 Wilkie cloth-covered button. 1940 campaign for presidency, $173. Here's a Woodrow Wilson 1912 campaign pin for $604. Here's an extremely rare Obama lamp from the campaign of 2008. Here's a scarce 2007 Clinton pinback button. I'm giving you an idea here. I mean, what are you so excited about? It's another campaign with more politicians. One of them will win. Others will be forgotten. Here's an I Like Ike button from the 1950s, if your mind doesn't go beyond the I. Here's a 1964 Johnson coattail campaign button. Johnson and who? Here's our candidate Lyndon Johnson and the coattail candidate Grieg. Vote Democratic, excellent condition, $144. Two rare 1904 Parker Davis buttons. Socialist, here's your one, unusual 1916 Socialist Party tape measure. I guess size does matter because it says 1916 campaign round celluloid case printed in white on red promoting the Socialist Party candidates with black and white photos of them read Socialist Party President Benson, Vice President Kirkpatrick. Now, if Obama was, you know, what he says he is, really out for a Chavez-like change in America, which is what his bills look like Chavez-like to me, if you actually study the guy. He just ought to declare himself a socialist who's going to nationalize industries and steal property from people who earned it. You know, then he might win by a landslide, given that we have a nation filled with have-nots who have been ushered in by the Clintons and, frankly, by the Bushes over the last 15 years. So the big stories really are those today, the debate, which we're going to see what's going to happen. But the two major stories to me right now are Kosovo, where the Serbians are finally rioting because the country is being stolen from them by the United States and certain criminal European nations and opposed by Russia, China, Spain, and some other countries. As I explained to you in great detail before, Kosovo has been part of Serbia since the 13th century. What disgusts me is that when I turn the media on and I see these empty skirts and empty suits in the media, they never tell you that Kosovo has been part of Serbia for 700 years. They make it sound as though Kosovo has always been an autonomous nation inhabited by Muslims. But nothing could be further from the truth. And I'm going to show you how deep the propaganda goes. Today, there was a Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis on Fox's Neil Cavuto. Cavuto was exposed today as a frontman for the Saudi money that is invested in Fox Cable. I want you to listen to when Neil Cavuto, finally exposed for the little worm that he is, cuts off Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis. Listen to this. Go ahead, play it.
We are creating, with U.S. money and U.S. blood, a crescent of growing Islamic influence from Bosnia to Turkey. Kosovo is 90% Islam. In next door, Albania is 70, going up to 85 in the next few years. The Saudis, QAE, and other Arab countries have poured millions and millions of dollars into building certainly mosque and Islamic schools so that we're finding some Osama bin Laden type of teaching there. So you basically have a chaotic situation, you have high unemployment, and you have this terrible teaching.
Now, all so, that's Colonel, gonna do real quickly, just as you're speaking, we're getting news from our producer at the scene that the Belgrade government might have, in fact, provided free transportation to people to come to Belgrade to protest.
Shut up, Cavuto. You've been exposed for the propagandist worm that you always were, hiding behind your nice guy image. You haven't fooled me for a minute. You were told by your producers to distract the audience and to throw this dirt in the face of the listener. Shame on you, Cavuto. You know something? You can fool some of the people some of the time who think Fox is a conservative network, and you can fool some of the people all the time who think Fox is a conservative network, but you can never fool Michael Savage, and that's why I'm in business. And by the way, listeners, thanks for listening. I turned the news on today. First, I was eating my chicken and potato lunch at the kitchen table before coming to the radio studio. And I started to get angry again. I saw myself wanting to reach in the... I felt like reaching in and pulling Cavuto out from behind his desk by his tie and slapping about the head and neck saying, you lousy little man, you. What? And then I said to myself, wait a minute, Mike. Back up here. If it wasn't for their lies, you wouldn't make such a great living. If the people could get the truth from the little men, the empty suits like Cavuto, the empty suits like Blitzer, the liars at the New York Times, if they could get the truth from them, and the people have a nose for the truth, if they could get the truth from these major media sources, why would talk radio exist? We wouldn't exist. And the reason you wait for this show, as hundreds of thousands of you do every day, adding up to 10 million people a week, the reason you wait for Michael Savage is because you know that I will tell you the truth. I will tell you the truth the way you actually see it. Maybe you don't have the words for it because it's not your specialty. You know that it is my specialty, and I put words to your comprehension of what's really going on. So thank you very much, you empty suits, for making me a great living and providing me with wonderful bestsellers one after the other. The other major story is the smear piece by the little perverts at the New York Times. I was called today by a major magazine. What do I think about it? I said, it's exactly what I said yesterday. The New York Times said he had an affair, implied he had an affair with a Washington lobbyist years ago. I said, what I said on my show yesterday was, excuse me, there's proof here? There's proof he had an affair? When is it a crime? When has it become a crime to fly around an airplane with a woman? What are you people thinking? With what's going on in the world, with murders and mayhem, murder and mayhem, with bombs going off, with Islamist scum cutting people's heads off around the world, this is all you've got to do is focus on this, not on Ahmadinejad calling Israel a dirty bacteria. This is all you can do with the New York Times. So I said, where's the crime? First of all, you haven't proven anything. Number two, when has it become a crime to fly around an airplane with a younger woman? Number three, if he did have an affair with her, I said, I have more respect for him than ever. I didn't think the old goat still had it in him. What's the problem here? Can anyone explain it to me? The problem is the vermin at the New York Times. Now, if they were implying that he flew around an airplane with a young boy, well, then, of course, you wouldn't see the story because that they agree with. In other words, if there was a scandal that a major white heterosexual male candidate was having an affair with a boy, on an airplane, that the New York Times wouldn't consider to be news fit to print, because that they actually agree with as a behavioral modality. But an actual heterosexual male attracted to a heterosexual female is so disgusting to these people. The thought of viviparous reproduction is so disgusting to the perverts at that newspaper that they turn this into a story. Why? Because as the poet from the 19th century, Robert Blake wrote, "The eye that alters, alters all. And since their eyes have altered, been altered by drugs, sex, and rock and roll, they alter all." This is the Savage Nation, 1-800-449-8255. MichaelSavage.com has many stories. We're going to talk about the McCain smear job by the vermin at the New York Times. We are going to talk about the stealing of Kosovo from the Serbs by the Western powers right here on the Savage Nation, 1-800-449-8255. Let us go to the callers. Again, I invite you to call at 1-800-449-8255. Tom in Florida, go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
I'm talking about Kosovo, of course. You have no idea what's going on in Kosovo and the whole Balkan Peninsula.
I have no idea, but you do. So tell America what's going on, since you're the one who knows more than I do.
Well, you come in from
me. You see, you've just shown that you're a Nazi in your heart. So it was your father who cut the eyes out of Serbs and Jews, is that right?
You like to think your own way, right?
Ah, shut up, you Nazi bastard. You shouldn't even be in my country. How you got in here is a disgrace, you vermin, you. It's people like you who have ruined America. Don't tell me I don't know something because I'm not there. See, it's people like you who want to bring the hatred of the old country to this country with your dirty lies. All you people know how to do is twist and lie.
You consider yourself...
Ah, shut up. Why don't you go put on your Nazi uniform if it still fits on your pot belly, you bum, you. I'll be right back.
Savage.
We are creating, with U.S. money and U.S. blood, a crescent of growing Islamic influence from Bosnia to Turkey. Kosovo is 90% Islam. In next door, Albania is 70, going up to 85 in the next few years. The Saudis, QAE, and other Arab countries have poured millions and millions of dollars into building, certainly mosques and Islamic schools, so that we're finding some Osama bin Laden type of teaching there. So you basically have a chaotic situation. You have high unemployment, and you have this terrible teaching.
Now, all so, that's Colonel, real quickly, just as you're speaking, we're getting news from our producer at the scene that the Belgrade government might have, in fact, provided free transportation.
Ah, shut up, Cavuto. You ought to hide under a rock, you worm, you. You little worm, you. What, they whisper in your ear to cut off the colonel who was telling the truth about the stealing of Kosovo from the Serbs? Shame on all of you at Fox News. 18% of your company is owned by a Saudi, and you won't tell the truth about what's going on over there? Shame on all of you. San Bernardino, Ryan, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, how you doing, Michael? Are you there?
Make your point, please.
Well, the Serbs were actually trying to protect the people in Kosovo, the Serbian people in Kosovo, when the Muslims were shooting the police officers out there.
Correct. That's how it started. The war in the Balkans that Bill Clinton used for a couple of reasons, one of which was to get Lewinsky off the headlines, with the help of William Cohen, war criminal, with the help of General Hood. You remember the general war criminal? You remember the war criminal, Secretary of State Albright, the war criminal? You remember Jamie Rubin, the war criminal? These are all war criminals, all of them, disguising and masquerading as diplomats. You remember General Wesley Clark? He was the war criminal in chief who orchestrated the bombing of innocent civilian Serbs.
That's absolutely right. And it's a shame that it's gotten this far, and we should not.
It's not a shame. It's not a shame. It shows you the level of propaganda in the world press. It shows you the level of propaganda that you're living through right now. How in the world can they run a story about Serbian people going out and saying you're not going to steal Kosovo from us, it's been part of our country for 700 years, and distort it to such an extent that they won't even tell the people how long Kosovo has been part of Serbia? It's not been an appendage. It's not been a province. It's been part of Serbia since the 1300s. Have you ever seen one picture of one Orthodox Christian church burnt to the ground in Kosovo since the wonderful United Nations was sent in there to protect the churches. There have been over 300 churches burnt to the ground. Has one picture ever surfaced in the United States of America, the so-called freest nation on earth? I haven't seen one picture. No. Not in the American media, but the pictures exist, by the way, if you want to search the internet. You'll see churches burnt to the ground in Kosovo, all under the protection of the United Nations. 1-800-449-8255. So we have that topic. We have the McCain smear. Look, we're living through yellow journalism and propaganda. I know that. This is one of the worst periods in American history for yellow journalism. I got to be honest with you. I've not seen anything like this in my life. We're a major newspaper like the New York Times. We know they're biased. Okay. They're entitled to their left-wing bias. But to come up with a smear campaign like this based upon innuendo is astonishing to me that they would do this. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Is there evidence that McCain actually had an affair with this woman? Let's say even if he did, big deal. What's the big deal in this twisted, perverted world? That's the biggest problem on earth? That he was attracted to another woman? That's the biggest crime to the vermin at the New York Times. But if, of course, one of the candidates was attracted to another man or another boy, a boy on an airplane, that wouldn't even make it to the news because that's considered normal behavior to them in the newsroom. And if you think I'm making it up, check out some of the history of who's in the New York Times newsroom right now and what decisions are made by which cabal and why. They're a bunch of twisted sisters, and they're a bunch of lying, ugly, twisted sisters. But, you know, I want to thank them because if the New York Times was still the paper of standard, the standard paper that gave the truth, I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't have come to this position that I now enjoy in the United States, to be honest with you. But what about some of the other controversies that the vermin at the New York Times are not talking about? When I was interviewed this morning by a major American weekly, I said, okay, you're making a scandal of the fact that McCain was attracted to a woman where there's no evidence he had an affair. How about some of the other scandals? Let's talk about the alleged Muslim background of whatever his name is, Obama. What does she say? What do you mean alleged? I said his father was a Muslim. His grandfather was a Muslim. There's nothing wrong with that. Why is it a non-topic to the little boys like Wolf Blitzer? Why don't they investigate what madrasas Obama went to in Indonesia? Why don't they actually go to the school and see the kind of literature being read there? She said, I didn't know about that. I said, how about Clinton and the uranium mine? How about the billions that this man made in the uranium deal and gave $100 million to Bill Clinton? So with regard to the fact that the American media is in cahoots with Saudi money, which has bought some of the networks like Fox News to a minority share equaling 18-20%, and to see Neil Cavuto cutting off Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, who was telling us the truth about the Saudi influence over Kosovo, the fact that we're funding radical teaching, and the emergence of a radical Muslim nation called Kosovo, which is being stolen from the Serbs, a Christian nation, by the way, being interrupted by the little worm Neil Cavuto is amazing to me, that Cavuto was finally, he outed himself fundamentally. But he's not the story. The story is who in America is behind this and why. Why would they be doing this? Why does it go back to Clinton, who bombed the Serbs, who were fundamentally protecting their own national integrity? And I want to go back again to what I said several days ago. Milosevic was a thug and a murderer, a communist thug and a murderer, who committed many atrocities, and so did many Serbs. However, it's a terrible neighborhood. The Balkans have been a terrible neighborhood for a long period of time, with ethnic and religious hatred resulting in the deaths of many innocent civilians, the sacking and burning of villages. It's a terrible neighborhood. But what in the world are we doing there? What did we have in self-interest to bomb the Serbs in 1998? We had no self-interest in it. There were a few greedy oil companies that had great self-interest, as far as I can tell, to steal Kosovo, separate it from Serbia, in order to run an oil pipeline from the Caspian Sea into southern Europe. That's what it looked like to me as to why Clinton and joined forces with the criminals at NATO to bomb the Serbs and get them out of Kosovo, okay? That was then, this is now. Of course the Serbian people are going to riot when you say, I'm going to take away a good portion of your territory and give it to people who stole it from you. Let me ask you something, all of you wonderful Kosovo lovers. What if the Mexicans were to suddenly say we're going to annex southern Texas, southern New Mexico, all of Arizona, and southern California, because it was once part of Mexico, and we now have the population dynamics to reoccupy it. What would you do, sit here and say that's the right thing to do? Of course you wouldn't. You'd riot in the streets and say, you're not taking my house from me. I built this house. You had nothing here but sagebrush. I built my life here. This isn't your country anymore. Ted in Los Angeles, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Mike, the thing that really ticks me off about this, John Bolton was the only right guy on this. The U.S. and Bush could have used Russia to be honest brokers, and they could have got a partition deal out of this, and then the U.S. could have turned around and squeezed concessions out of Putin to take on the real Hitler of our time, Iran. That's statecraft. That's what you do when you're smart. But we have a checkers player in office, and he's basically ripped up the agreement that Russia got for the U.S. to bail us out of this incompetent war in the first time, and we've just reignited a Cold War.
Yes. No, no. Bush is one of the most incompetent morons to have ever occupied the White House. Does he have any idea what he's triggering here? This could be World War III. He knows nothing about the history of the Balkans and the incendiary nature of the people. He thinks he's just going to steal it and the people are going to say thank you. He thinks they're all watching Oprah Winfrey over there and they're on Prozac and they're going to watch the Oscars like the schmucks in America.
No, Mike, we've just created a mafia state. There's no economically viable thing. It's going to be a gigantic welfare hole where we're just going to give money. And with the minute and the EU is going to have the real power, the Kosovo Albanians aren't going to have any real say-so.
Do you remember during the war crime of bombing the Serbian people, what the American media was calling the Kosovars? They were calling them Albanians ethnic Albanians in order to signal to the people that they were the victim. Do you remember that? They used the word ethnic in order to make the people in America think that they were the victim. I mean, I remember this propaganda campaign, Ted, from the beginning.
But the problem is, it's like
the problem is we have a Dumbo running America, or he's craftier than we think, and he's in on the thievery because the oil companies own him so deeply that they want Kosovo separated from Serbia so they can build their long dreamed of pipeline right through Kosovo into southern Europe and deny the Serbian nation a dime in royalties for having transmitted the oil. That's what it's all about. Always follow the money, Ted. And answers become very obvious once you see the actions of nations when it relates to natural resources or some other territorial imperative. That's how I see it. Thanks for the call. Why do I have to be the only one who sees the whole truth and nothing but the truth? What in the heck? How could this fall upon me? Chicago, Evelyn, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I want to thank you so much for being the only person in the entire media who has ever covered this subject correctly. I am of Serbian heritage. My mom was first-generation American-born, and I just want to thank you. I've listened to your viewpoint on this for a long time, and I commend you. Thank you.
Well, let's look at the history of Kosovo. I have in my hand, if you think I'm just talking out of the top of my head, I've read an awful lot on this. I started reading on this 10 years ago. There's a wonderful book that I read years ago called Kosovo, A Short History by Noel Malcolm, which I have in my hand because my library is right here. And the book was published by NYU Press in, I don't know what year, I have it in the hand, I'm going to flip around, to 1998 during the Balkan War. And you'll read about origins, Serbs, Albanians, and Vlachs, medieval Kosovo before Prince Lazar, the battle and the myth, the last years of medieval Serbian Kosovo, early Ottoman Kosovo, war, rebellion, and religious life, the Austrian invasion and the great migration of the Serbs. That was in 1689 to 1690. Recovery and decline. And then what about Kosovo's other minorities who you don't hear about? The Vlachs, the Gypsies, the Turks, the Jews, and the Circassians, all of whom were killed and murdered in that province and protected by the Serbs, who are now being driven out. By the way, if you check even recent media reports, you'll see that Gypsies, who they're now calling Romans, they're now showing Gypsy towns in flames from the wonderful, peaceful Muslims who are burning the Gypsies out of Kosovo, something that the Nazis did in the 1930s, killing Gypsy communities. But you don't read anything about it because you're liable to put two and two together and figure out who the bad guy is and who the good guy is here. They don't want you to do that. The media is either stupid or complicit, and I don't know which one it is. Maybe it's a combo of both. When I spoke to a news reporter this morning, and she asked me about the McCain scandal, and I said, well, wait a minute. It's an allegation, number one, but number two, how come we don't see you people running and foaming at the mouth about the scandals that are circulating about the Clintons right now with the uranium mine that Bill Clinton opened the door for and got a $100 million gift to his library? She said to me, Oh, I didn't hear about that. Where was that? I said, where was it? It was 5 minutes in the news last week or 2 weeks ago. Huge story, but you people didn't run at it because there was no sex involved, and it was about your boy Clinton. Now, what about the Muslim connection to Obama? Barack Hussein Obama, father Muslim, grandfather Muslim. Nothing wrong with that. But we, the American people, being at war with radical Islam, have a need to know just exactly what kind of Muslim he was exposed to, what kind of Muslim he is, what kind of Muslim teachings he's friendly to. We have a right to know if he's a so-called friendly Muslim or one who aspires to more radical teachings. That's something that the media ought to be concerned about, not whether John McCain had an infatuation with a lobbyist 10 years ago. But then I'm expecting too much, much too much. You understand that? When a major reporter who is reasonably educated knows nothing about Obama's Muslim background and the scandal that is behind all of that, that is raging on the internet, and says she knows nothing about Clinton and the uranium mine and the money from the Canadian businessman, the $100 million given to his library when it was all over the media 2 weeks ago, and she doesn't know anything about it, you get? So there it is. Kosovo, page 332. The Albanians of Kosovo do have a very high birth rate, the highest, in fact, in present-day Europe. While the highest abortion rate is among Serbs, the reason the abortion rate is so high among Serbs is because they were emotionally crippled by Bill Clinton and the NATO gangsters. They destroyed their souls. The idea that Albanians breed as part of a political campaign, little lines like this pop out of the book. Or you can read about the Chetniks, or Setnik if you wish, who they are and what kind of warriors they were and who they fought and how they so bravely. By the way, the Chetnik fighters in the mountains of Serbia were the only The Chetnik fighters in World War II in the mountains of Yugoslavia were the only fighters who stopped Hitler's crack SS brigades. The SS tank brigades could not beat the Chetniks in the mountains of Yugoslavia. You don't understand any of this. They also, the Serbs, rescued our downed airmen and returned them to the American Air Force. You don't know anything about that. You get that? Here's another little chapter. Historical evidence places the arrival of the Jews in Kosovo in the 15th century. Of course, you don't read anything about what was done to the Jews under the peaceful and peace-loving practitioners of the religion of peace. You know that in the 1930s, when the fascist party Zabor campaigned openly on an anti-Semitic platform, Chief Rabbi Alkaj was ejected from the Senate in 1938, and various legal restrictions on Jews were introduced in 39 and 40. You don't want to see any of this. It's a little uncomfortable for pigeons like Wolf Blitzer to actually spend 5 seconds reading about the history of the Kosovo he talks so much about. Again, why am I caring about this? I don't know any Serbs. I don't know any Albanians, and I don't know any Kosovars. I've never met any. I mean, I've covered this in 1998 when Clinton was bombing the bejesus out of the Serbian people, killing the children and the women. Bombing old age homes, bombing train lines, bombing air platforms, breaking down every bridge across the Danube River, a war crime that General Wesley Clark has still not been tried for. He orchestrated the bombing of every bridge across the Danube River. He destroyed ancient bridges and modern bridges alike. Wesley Clark should be dragged before The Hague for what he did. So should that hag, that rotten, degenerate, brisket-eating hag, Madame Albright, one of the most evil witches of the present times, who disguises herself as some holier-than-thou diplomat who wants to be a big wig, a big macha in any Clinton campaign. She's floating around in between peddling her skirts for the United Arab Emirates. And on one hand, she's a foreign agent, a registered foreign agent, like the prostitute she is, and the next day she's appearing on Wolf Blitzer in the green room pretending to be a sage diplomat. And again, the puppets in the media don't say to her, Madam Albright, didn't you oversee the bombing of Serbia? Aren't you ashamed that 2,000 innocent men, women, and children were killed because of what you did? And aren't you ashamed that you legitimized Kim Jong-il II in North Korea when you sat there like you were at a bar mitzvah watching 30,000 people perform for you and feasting while they were starving to death, you hag, you? Get off my radio, my television show. Get out of here before I lose it. That would be television worth watching. So, you know, you see injustice in the world and you got to react to it. And I don't care which way the injustice cuts. If there's injustice, there's injustice. And I can't sit here and say I'm happy to see a nation being stolen from another nation or a piece of a nation stolen from a nation and sit here and say it's okay to me. What is the point of being a commentator in the United States of America on a radio show if I don't tell you what I see to be the truth, and if I don't give you some of the historical reasons for my emotional outbursts from time to time on the Savage Nation? Yes, there's sometimes a reason to get emotional. Sometimes there's a great reason. Most of you hear the word Ottoman, Ottoman Empire, Ottoman Turk. You don't know what the word Ottoman means. You think it's a hassock that you put your feet on. Norfolk, Virginia. John, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, my head is going to explode over this. And it pains me to say this as an American, but what happened today at our embassy, we deserve that. We deserve that and worse for what we did to those people, and it kills me to say that.
Yes, I actually felt the same way. And I, for the first time, agree with China and Russia on this. This is an outrage. We are absolute international thieves to sit here and do this to a nation.
I thank you for being the only guy talking about this, because you're right. It can be the source of World War III, and I'm tremendously outraged at what's going on. And like I said, we deserve what we got today. That's it. Thank you very much.
Okay. The story of Kosovo includes the key episodes of two national histories, the rise of the medieval Serbian state, medieval, that means 1500s, and the making of modern Albania. This brings up to the life the fascinating story of Ottoman rule in Europe. So, you know, look, I don't expect you to go out and read about this. I know there are both sides in this bitter dispute who are making claims about history, which some of which drift off into fantasy and myth. I admit that. I admit that. I admit that there are both sides, that there are two sides in this bitter dispute. And I admit pointedly that both sides make claims about history which can drift off into fantasy and myth. I agree with that. But Yugoslavia, the former Yugoslavia, Kosovo, Serbia, Albania, Bosnia, are potentially the most explosive of all the danger zones on the planet. And for us to nakedly back the wholesale ripping off of Kosovo from Serbia without any compensation whatsoever, as though it's a done deal, is diplomatically absurd, foolish, and extremely reckless, okay? And maybe we should leave it at that. Maybe we should leave it at that. I wish the Serbian people luck in their ability to hold on to their nation, but I know something about the world, which is might makes right. It's been true from the beginning of recorded history. It's true on a street in the Bronx, might makes right. It's true on a national level, might makes right, which is why I back the U.S. military. Because the day we lose our power, for example, to shoot down a falling satellite, is the day we cease to exist as a nation, as a sovereign nation. I think, by the way, that's a great story. And, of course, that's why it's been covered up by the media. They would have covered it if the missile had failed to knock down the falling satellite. Then the vermin in the media would have celebrated the loss and said, ooh, the military wasted trillions of dollars developing this expensive boondoggle. It's Star Wars. Remember the jerks in the media when Reagan put billions of dollars into a Star Wars defense that turned out to work? The schmucks in the media were saying waste of money, boondoggle, and they dug up the commie Birkenstock-wearing bearded scientists from with the clock ticking with 1 minute to midnight, those kind of socialist schmecks in the scientific community, the tenured loafers. Say, oh yeah, we're wasting our money building a Star Wars system. Where are they today when the U.S. Navy made a perfect kill of a falling satellite? Of course China was angry. Of course China was pissed off that we could actually shoot a satellite out of the sky, showing those Chinese that were ahead of them in the arms race for space, that they may have thought that they bought everything from the Quislings in our government and our business community. They thought they bought the latest technology, but those little devils over there just found out that they didn't. The Chinese devils in the People's Liberation Army just found out that they didn't exactly buy everything lock, stock, and barrel. They bought the lock and they bought the stock, but they didn't get the barrel. And I'll be back.
Savage.
There's a another little book on the area of Kosovo that you will never hear about. Genocide in Satellite Croatia, 1941 to 45, by Edmund Paris. And I'm going to read you the first paragraph. The greatest genocide during World War II in proportion to a nation's population took place not in Nazi Germany, but in the Nazi-created puppet state of Croatia. There in the years 41 to 45, some 750,000 Serbs, 60,000 Jews, and 26,000 Gypsies, men, women, and children, perished in a gigantic Holocaust. These are the figures used by most foreign authors, especially the Germans, who were in the best position to know. So, you know, you can read these things and say, what does it have to do with me? Of course, it has nothing to do with you other than the fact that those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it. Read on to the massacre page on page 80, where it says the Ustashi exterminated 80% of Yugoslav Jews. 80% of Yugoslav Jews. And what amazes me is that Israel, during the bombing of Serbia, backed the Kosovars. I don't know if you know that. The Israelis had it all backwards as well. What do you think? They know everything? They're a puppet of the United States of America. Everybody knows that. They're a puppet state, the way Cuba used to be a puppet of the Soviet Union. I mean, in reality, it's a terrible thing to say, but it's a reality. How long would Israel exist if the United States stopped supporting it? Tell me, who would they turn to? India? I kind of doubt it. Israel is a puppet of the United States of America. That's a reality. It's a good puppet, but it's a puppet. It's a friendly puppet, but it's a puppet. So, you know, you read these things, and it's hard to read these and look at the picture. List of rabbis slaughtered by Croatian Ustashi by name. They had names and their ages. Names and ages. Names and ages. Lost to history. Lost to history. How about another book? Between Serb and Albanian, A History of Kosovo by Miranda Vickers. Another book. Page 92. An estimated 100,000 Serbs died on the grueling trek through Kosovo and Albania. That was in World War I when the Serbs were driven out of Kosovo by the European powers. Exactly what they're trying to do now. Once again, repeating history of World War I and World War II, it could trigger World War III. Once again, the Serb is the fall guy for the corrupt Western dictatorships.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're talking about the travesty of watching a nation being split apart by the Western powers who are greedy for the mineral wealth and for the territory itself. We are talking about, of course, the issue of Kosovo and how the media won't give you any of the history of the actual area and what part of history it belongs to and what happened to the Serbs in World War I, World War II, and now happening again. And we're going to talk about that. And, of course, the smear piece on McCain by the New York Times, guys, is a disgrace. But what do you expect from people who have a mindset like that, but this kind of thing? And the bottom line is, I was asked this morning, what do you think the effect is going to be on McCain's campaign? I said, all it's going to do is rally the troops. All it's going to do is increase his fundraising. All it's going to do is make people who are indifferent towards him rally behind him because they know who the skunks are at the New York Times and how biased they are. The people who won't cover the issue of the uranium mine in the uranium mine and Bill Clinton's involvement in the $100 million donation to his library, or the story about the Muslim father and Muslim grandfather of Obama, which is never discussed by the media, the same media that ripped and tore at Romney over his Mormon background. So, you know, all it's going to do is take the people who really know what's going on and put them behind McCain. And in the long run, it's a good thing. So if you want to talk about either of these topics or anything else in the news, and there are several other topics, the phone number is 1-800-449-8255. Let me quickly run to my homepage. I want to see what's up there. U.S. Navy makes perfect kill. Serbs riot to protest stealing of Kosovo by U.S. Talk radio wins again. Sale of U.S. defense contractor to China blocked. That's my headline on the 3COM deal going up in smoke. Thank you very much for objecting to the sellout of a defense contractor to the People's Liberation Army. If we would have let these greedy bums in the corporate world continue their game, I guarantee you the U.S. Navy would have not made a perfect kill on a falling satellite. It would have been a Chinese satellite dropping radiation on us. Audit charges FEMA misspent $13 million in disaster relief funding. Well, that's a small amount of money. Here's some good news. The cop killer, Mumia Abu Shlamia, has been denied an appeal by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Did you hear that? Pennsylvania's highest appeals court has rejected a request by convicted murderer Mumia Abu Shlamia for a hearing into his claims that witnesses in his case, blah, 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 a left-wing hero because he killed a cop in cold blood. Oh, anyway, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said, go back to jail. Do not pass go. Murtha named top porker in 07. Representative Jack Murtha named porker of the year for 2007 on Wednesday by the taxpayer watchdog group Citizens Against Government Waste. This is the same Murtha who came to prominence by calling the Marines, the U.S. Marines, Nazis, and then won a high position in the Pelosi regime. Police report warning exclusive, extremely graphic material. And that is the transcript of the local talk show host Bernie Ward, the alleged transcript with his dominatrix, the great savior of the left. We're going to leave that up for a very long period of time. Going down, michaelsavage.com. What do we see of any interest to you? Savage's eye camera. There you will see a homeless bum in the streets of San Francisco, who I affectionately entitled a picture with this caption, a Democrat voter in SF. And you could see my eye camera and what exactly it is I see when I walk around the streets of San Francisco. San Francisco, Savage's eye camera. A very popular, it's a little popular little corner of the website. We have about a million unique visitors a month on the website. It's strange we're getting like 12, 15,000 a day just on my photographs, which is interesting because I was told that even 12 to 15,000 uniques to a website is significant. You see, I don't know much about the web world, the web business. It's really an addendum of the radio show. Oh, yes, and one other story I forgot to touch on, and that is the picture of a book with a couple of pages cut out with a box cutter inside the book. What they left out of the story is that he was a Muslim. And so I decided to write this headline, since it was a little more descriptive than what you're reading elsewhere. Islamists testing us, ? Box cutter in hollowed out book. Will his defenders say it was his lifestyle or his religion that required him to carry a box cutter onto an airplane? I'm waiting for that scream in the courtroom that box cutters are part of a religion. 1-800-449-8255. Any topic is fair game. Let's go to Mike on WR. Mike, go ahead, please. You're the first up this hour in the Savage Nation.
Thank you. I am of the opinion that the liberation of Kosovo is both just in terms of historical terms and will lead to the greater stability and peace in the Balkan area. My opinion is based on over 50 years of study of the question and my service as attorney for the National Captive Nations Committee located in Washington, D.C., which has advocated the liberation of nations and nationalities within Europe.
Wait, you said you're an attorney for the National Catholic Liberation Society?
No. The National Captive Nations Committee, which is located in Washington, D.C., established by pursuant to an act of Congress more than 50 years ago.
Now, what do you mean by a captive nation? You're not arguing that Kosovo has never been a part of Serbia, are you?
I am not arguing that, but what I am saying is that long before it was a part of Serbia, it was Albanian territory in the same sense that the German territories in present-day Germany were fragmented and did not become united until after 1870 into a single
state. Okay, but you're not sweeping aside the massacres and forced conversion of the Christians and of the Serbs, are you?
That was not done by the Albanians. The Albanians.
Who was that? Well, okay, so we agree there were massacres, forced conversions, persecutions. Who did that to the Serbs?
In the Middle Ages and thereafter, the Ottoman Turks.
Okay. Ottoman meaning Muslims, right?
Yes.
And what about a gentleman by the name of Pavelić in World War II? Let's go from medieval times to rather current history. What happened to the Serbs under this wonderful Pavelić? You know who he was, don't you?
Oh, you mean the Croat?
Yes.
But that had nothing to do with the Albanians.
But you do admit that Pavelić was a mass murderer, mainly of Serbs and Jews and Gypsies.
If you're referring to the man who was the head of the Croatian state, yes, but I'm not sure that you've identified the name correctly. But
no, I have identified the name correctly. He was the head of the Croatian puppet state, and he was basically a puppet of Hitler. But again, this is a complicated area where Croatia certainly isn't Kosovo, but they're all interrelated in a certain way, aren't they?
Only in the sense that Serbia, after the First World War, induced Croatia and other states to become part of Yugoslavia. And then, after the death of Tito, the Serbian part of Yugoslavia forcefully attacked Croatia, Slovenia, and Bosnia to prevent them from leaving Yugoslavia.
Okay, so why is it that the Serbian intellectuals say that there's been an international conspiracy against Yugoslavia for a long period of time, with motivations being envy, based upon the fact that the Serbs were the more educated and more productive citizens of the area? Would you disagree with that?
I would say that the Serbs were on an educational level equal to the Croats, but the other peoples in Yugoslavia were more primitive in the sense of their educational and economic resources.
So you're a man who knows an awful lot about the area, perhaps more than me in some ways, and I know you have a bias as I do. Let's talk about the resources of the area for a minute. You touched on a very important point. You do know about the mineral wealth of Kosovo, don't you?
Yes, it is. It is mostly. It remains to be brought into full production and utilization.
Okay, yeah. But there is tremendous mineral wealth in Kosovo. Nevertheless, are you there?
If I may just make a point.
Well, no. I think it's important that we talk about the tremendous mineral wealth of Kosovo, because when you see this kind of crime being committed by nations, stealing a part of another nation as though it's a fait accompli right in front of the eyes of the world's population and saying it's done, and some people are now rioting, 250,000 in the streets, saying, no, you're not going to do it so fast. You have to look at why. I mean, they're not just all crazy people in Serbia saying we're not going to let you do it because we don't want you to. There must be some reasoning behind it.
The Serbs are asserting and attempting to protect their own interest. There's no doubt about that.
Good. I can see you're a reasonable man, and that's all I'm asking for here. We agree that there are interests at stake, some Serbs, some Croat, some Muslims, some Christians. So at the end of the day, what really in your mind is happening here?
The Serbs, through their aggression after Tito died under the direction of Milosevic, have unfortunately brought themselves into a weakened and diplomatic, economic, and military weakened condition. And in that condition, the Albanians in Kosovo have been able to reassert their nationality and reassert a valid claim to a state in Kosovo.
But aren't you concerned that this Muslim state that is growing in Kosovo will eventually be our enemy, not our friend?
No, for this reason. The Albanians are an indigenous European people. The ancient Greeks, the ancient Romans, who came in contact with them, all said they were there. They're an ancient...
Wait a minute. You're not arguing that... let's start again. 80 to 90% of the population in Kosovo is Muslim. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And they're increasingly becoming a radicalized Islamic presence. There is an increasingly radical presence of Islam appearing there in Kosovo. I mean, that's a fact that everyone knows. Even Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, who was on Fox's Neil Cavuto, was cut off today by Cavuto.
Well, I'm familiar with Colonel McGinnis, and if we could put him aside, because he represents an organization which does not have a clear understanding of the particulars of Kosovo. He's very...
So what organization does Lieutenant Colonel McGinnis represent? I didn't know he represents an... I thought he was an American military man. Who does he represent?
He appears on TV frequently, and he's a spokesman for a group that... family issues, Christian values type, and I don't disrespect them. And
I see. So you're opposed to family issues and Christian values?
No.
You're a spokesman for Muslim values.
I am not. What I said was that in the matter of Kosovo, he and his group are mistaken. They're accurate when they talk about the Israelis and the Arabs in and around Israel and Jordan and Gaza and Syria and such places. But those are Arabs. The Kosovars are not Arabs. And I... In my 50
well, but the American black is not an Arab, and yet when they go into prison, many of them come out radicalized and Al-Qaeda-like. So I don't think that the indigenous nature of the population matters very much. It matters what they're reading and whether they're being brainwashed.
Correct. I agree with you, but I can point out to you that in 50 years of dealing with Albanians, I have never met an Albanian who identifies himself by religion. They are... As Americans, they identify themselves as Albanians. As Americans identify themselves as Americans. It is only, I won't say only, but it is significantly the Arabs in the Middle East who identify themselves not as Arabs or not by a nationality.
Yeah, but I understand that. But Kosovo, let's talk again about the issue of why the Serbs are rioting over the wholesale annexation or the removal, rather, of Kosovo from the Serbian nation, which, as you well know, has been part of Serbia since the 13th century when a great battle was fought. You know that. I mean, it's a fact of reality. It hasn't been an independent nation, has it?
Kosovo has not been independent, but...
Well, we can agree on that. So it's not an independent nation. We can also agree that in World War II, the Serbs were our greatest ally in the Balkans. Isn't that a fact of reality?
The communists were.
Wait a minute. But the Serbs rescued our airmen. I mean, that's a fact of reality. Or am I wrong about that?
You are partially right and partially wrong.
I see. So the man who was on my show 10 years ago, who was a prosecutor at the Nuremberg war trials, he was also partially right and wrong. And you're 100% right about that, that they were our greatest ally in World War II, the Serbs?
The our ally in what we call Yugoslavia during World War II were the communist partisans, many of whom were Croats, who were led by a Croat, Josip Tito. So,
no, I understand all of that, but it was the Serbs who rescued our airmen. It was not the Croats, and it was not the Kosovars.
Most the American planes, which bombed mostly Romania from Italy and North Africa, did not fly over Albania, did not fly over Kosovo. They flew over what's now Bosnia-Herzegovina and Serbia. When they were shot down, they landed in the territories where the Serbs and the Bosnians, many of whom are Serbs, were located. Now,
Yeah, but they didn't slaughter our airmen. They returned them to behind Allied lines. Unlike some folks who gladly put on the Nazi uniform both in Albania and Kosovo. You know there were Albanian SS brigades in World War II. I mean, that's a fact, Mike. You know that. Let me take a quick break. We'll continue this wonderful discussion right here on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
World War II. U.S. allies. Some airplanes get shot down over Yugoslavia. The partisans in Serbia rescued our airmen and returned them safely after feeding them with food that they themselves scarcely had. Well-known fact I had on this show 10 years ago, a Democrat, a liberal prosecutor at Nuremberg who told me he was heartbroken by what Clinton was doing in 1998, bombing the Serbian people. I also advise you to do a quick search on the Skanderberg division of Nazis in World War II and who they were and who they killed. They exterminated Serbs. They exterminated Jews. They exterminated Gypsies. They ethnically cleansed Kosovo of Christians, of Jews, and of Gypsies. That's the subtext of what we're talking about. Kosovo. Kosovo on our mind. The Serbs are portrayed once again as the wild, crazy ones, randomly burning down the U.S. embassy. Well, let's go back in history, and I'm not going to do it again. We've been doing it for so long now, I'm going to pause in a few seconds. But I would like those of you who are interested in this to do a Google search on the Skanderberg division of the SS, Hitler's murderers, who conducted wholesale campaigns of ethnic cleansing and genocide in Kosovo, killing Serbs in the Kosovo-Metohija regions, who they massacred, burnt their homes. The survivors then were brutally driven out and expelled in a policy of ethnic cleansing and genocide. They killed Jews as well and Gypsies. The Skanderberg Division played a role in the Holocaust and the genocide. In fact, the Nuremberg War Crimes Tribunal declared the SS criminal organization that we're talking about, and every individual member of SS was found to be a war criminal guilty of planning and carrying out crimes against humanity. And who were these Kosovars in the 21st Waffen-Gebirgs Division, the Skanderberg, who committed the war crimes and the genocide against the Orthodox Serbian population of Kosovo? Well, look it up if you're interested. Now let's go past that and get up to the present. What is it in Kosovo, in the ground, in the earth, in the soil, that makes the European crooks in the European Union and American businessmen so interested to steal it from Serbia? Well, the geography of the area is not barren. In fact, the geography or geology is one essential reason that Kosovo is being fought over. It contains the greatest concentration of mineral wealth in the whole of southeastern Europe, something I guess you didn't see on Fox News tonight when the worm Neil Cavuto cut off Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, who was explaining the emergence of a radical Muslim nation in Kosovo with Saudi money. The worm Cavuto cut him off and went to a break saying, ooh, we just got reports that the Belgrade government is bussing people into protest. Neil Cavuto just had a Wolf Blitzer moment, merging and becoming one in the same. The new CNN/Fox network. So Kosovo, greatest concentration of mineral wealth in the whole of southeastern Europe. The Trepka mine near Mitrovica, developed by a British company in the 1920s, became in the post-World War II period one of Europe's largest suppliers of lead and zinc. Okay? Nickel, zinc, magnesite, bauxite, chrome. In fact, Kosovo's mineral riches have made the territory a special target by conquest for many armies going back to Roman times and not ending with the Nazis, continuing now to the current band of crooks. Yes, the Romans invaded for the minerals. The Nazis invaded for the minerals and for the territorial control of the area. But so now are we seeing the European Union crooks in cahoots with businessmen who are apparently whispering in George Bush's ear that they too want a piece of the spoils, to the victim along the spoils. But all of the mineral wealth of Kosovo, the early history was about silver. And that's why pre-Roman times it was silver and lead. So I don't want to get into the whole detail of it, which is unimportant to most people. What's important is whether Britney Spears exposed a piece of her panties again today. What's important to the maniacs on CNN, the bug-eyed one there, is whether or not there's DNA on someone's dress. What's important to the mass of American people is which moron made $30 million with a song that glorifies the death of the U.S. family. What's important to the vermin in the New York Times is whether or not John McCain flirted with a woman on an airplane 10 years ago. You understand that what a difficult battle this is. But then again, a book was written years ago by Ayn Rand called Atlas Shrugged. And I'm reminded of it because I seem to enjoy carrying the world on my shoulders from time to time. It's in my nature. I'm the only one who's like a lone ranger sitting and talking about something that has nothing to do with me. What does it have to do with me sitting here in my radio studio in San Francisco? Nothing. Life would go on whether or not I talked about it. But why am I talking about it? I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it. See, I take seriously some of these epigrams that I learned as a child and as a teenager and as a young man. Santayana, the Spanish philosopher, said, those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it. So, well, I don't want to be condemned to repeat the history of the Holocaust. And so I have to remember who was on the side of the Nazis and who was against them. So start with the seminal moment of the last century, the seminal crime against humanity in the last century, the European Holocaust. Which side were these people on? Who were our enemies? Who were our allies? You're not telling me now we should put a knife in the hearts of our allies. Well, it happened under Bill and Hillary Clinton. They already stabbed the Serbian allies in the heart for greedy reasons. And don't forget, they even made a movie about it with their friends Dustin Hoffman. Remember old Dustin Hoffman, old Dusty, good old progressive Dusty in L.A. when he appeared in Wag the Dog, old Dusty, the good old liberal vermin that he is, pretending to be one of the good guys, old Dusty the commie, hiding behind his Beverly Hills gates when he boasted with a joke that they'd make a movie to help Bill Clinton. The movie was called Wag the Dog, and it was a movie within a movie within a movie within a movie. It was a movie within a movie within a movie. The movie said there was a politician in America who was in trouble. They got PR people together who said, we got to create some kind of situation to distract the American people. Let's come up with a war, a small war with a small country. And then it became a movie called Wag the Dog about an invented small nation in the Balkans. And soon thereafter, there was a small war that turned into a big war under the war criminal Wesley Clark, Madeleine Albright, Jamie Rubin, and the other war criminals who did so, not the least of which the reasons, one of the reasons, was to drive Monica Lewinsky off the headlines. That was the movie. Dustin Hoffman showed it happily that they were going to make a movie within the movie about getting the morons in the America from America to not look at the scandal that the president was involved in. You forgot all of this. My job is to not forget all of this. My job is to put the context of the culture in context of the news that we are witnessing today. If we had a rational media in America, this would be discussed tonight. Instead, you're going to hear rubbish about health care again and prescription drugs for the weaklings in America, as though that's the only thing on anyone's mind. Health care, prescription drugs. I'm going to get my crutch from the government. Oh, we're going to play it. 20 minutes, we'll play Hillary getting beaten by Obama because he's far better than her. There's no question she's finished tonight in terms of debate. She cannot debate one-on-one. Because the one thing she has to do, she will not do because she's in a trap. She put herself in a trap. The trap is she incited and encouraged the radical leftist base of the Democrat Party. And unfortunate for her, they did what Marxists do every time. They basically assassinated her the minute they had any power. They said, now you can leave. We like Obama. He's closer to us, meaning he's more like a combination between Che Guevara and Fidel Castro, also disguised as a nice American man who's good-looking and very charismatic. That's why we like him. We don't like you. You're too centrist, Hillary. Goodbye. It's what was done by the Bolsheviks after they took power. She's going to be like the Trotsky tonight, getting the ice pick in the head by Obama. After she helped create the socialist revolution in the Democrat Party, she is now going to be turned into the Trotsky of the Democrat Party. But then again, you need to know a little of the history of the Bolsheviks to know that. 1-800-449-8255, phone number, michaelsavage.com website. Michael Savage, host, callers, Bill, Los Angeles, welcome. What's on your mind?
Michael, I'm so thankful for you bringing out this truth about Kosovo. As for Mike, the captive nations representative, I'm sure we'll see him representing Azteca someday when they try to create an independent nation here in the American Southwest. Now, mm-hmm. As for Kosovo, in 1389, Michael, I'm sure you remember the Battle of Blackbird Field. The Serbs lost over 50,000 men in one day, and the Ottoman Turks took over that section of Europe for the next seven centuries. I went and did a lot of homework about this Serbia situation, and I've gotten to know a bunch of Serbs in the last 10 years, and I think you and me both see this. I didn't even know what Kosovo.
But you know why the Serbs are being kicked around? They were kicked around in the World War I. They were kicked around in World War II. They were kicked around now by European Union and the folks in the Bush administration. Why is it that the Serbs are being picked on? Answer, because they can't defend themselves. Because Bill Clinton used the U.S. military to destroy the Serbian military. They're now defenseless. So to the Democrat and to the Republican alike, at the end of the day, it's all about power and might makes right. Actually, that's been the truth from the beginning of time.
Michael, do you know that Tito encouraged Albanian immigration into Kosovo because he wanted...
I do know that. I also know that the population of Kosovo was not dominant Muslim until Hitler came along. Hitler exterminated the Orthodox Christians, drove them out, put them in concentration camps, drove out the Jews, drove out the Gypsies, and Hitler drove in Nazis. He drove them in, and they happily put on the Nazi uniform in World War II. I know that as well. Today, many of them are radical Islamists. There's a connection between fascism of the Hitler kind and fascism of the Islamic kind. You know that, and I know that.
That's right, Michael. And you know what? The Serbian people, I've learned over the last 10 years, their downfall is one thing. They are not for sale. It's happened time and time again. And that's why they're raising a holy you-know-what over there right now. And it's probably going to get them bombed again. But you know what? They're doing, I hate to say it, but you know, I feel that they're doing what's right. They're standing up for themselves, and they're standing up
against... Well, what's interesting is that the 150 to 250,000 people who were in the streets of Belgrade today were mainly college-age students. And what's interesting is that the media normally loves when youth go in the street, don't they? They're on the side of every communist or socialist youth riot in the world. But somehow today, because there was Serbian youth standing up for national pride, the vermin in the media had the nerve to turn them into mobs. Take a look at your L.A. Times today. Mobs burn U.S. embassy. Of course, if it was communists burning a U.S. embassy, they would be called, national liberators of some kind, or oppressed minorities standing up for themselves. This is amazing to me. The fault line in America is astonishing. But the biggest goat of the day is Neil Cavuto. Did you hear the piece I played today of him cutting off Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis when McGinnis was talking about the growing Islamic State in Kosovo? Did you hear that piece?
Go, Michael Savage. Yes. And you know what? Could you
imagine? Bill, I'm a media watcher, and I see it all. I've always felt Neil Cavuto of Fox was sort of the nice sister of the group, and always hid behind being the nice guy, but he isn't. He's a front man for the same Saudi money in the Fox cable network as the rest of them are.
That's right.
Thanks for the call. That's all I want to say on the matter. As you know, I make one friend at a time in the media here on the Savage Nation. Day by day, show by show, network by network, newspaper by newspaper, publication by publication, I build bridges to the Beltway here on the Savage Nation, which is why, of course, I'm alone in the media. And I guess I enjoy it. I guess I want to be alone. Children were not spared, and special concentration camps were set up for them. Nine of these were at Labor, Jablanik, Mlaka, Brosice, Ustishi, Stara Gradiska, Siak, Jastrabarsko, and Gornja Reška. The destruction of the infants in these places would seem incredible were it not vouched for by eyewitnesses, one of whom, Mrs. Gordana Friedlander, has testified. We are talking about the destruction of the Jews and of the Serbs and of the Gypsies by your friends in the death camps, the genocide in satellite Croatia, a good friend of the Kosovars. The Ustashi were the exterminators. They were the ones who gladly created SS divisions along with their friends in Albania and Kosovo. And this cannot be forgotten. I'm sorry. There is a monster. There is another. A monster is loose. A monster is loose in the world. The monster is called radical Islam. And everywhere you turn, you see its tentacles. Whether it's a Muslim in America who was just stopped with a box cutter and a hollowed out book here in America, or the arrival on the scene of a gigantic tower in St. Louis with loudspeakers broadcasting Islamic prayers in St. Louis around the clock, or six times a day, excuse me, again, without a word from those who have screamed against Christianity, calling it a separation of church and state, the same pockmarked, evil, left-wing vermin who are so vociferous in attacking the church have nothing to say as Islam continues its march across the American landscape. Wherever you turn, it's all part and parcel of the same war that has been going on since the 7th century when Muhammad first had his vision. And that is a war against everyone on the planet. I'll be right back.
Savage.
I'm on the latest headlines of the Associated Pukes, and here's one of the stories. Kid porn plea nets ex-church worker jail. Now, the reason that is news is because he's an ex-church worker, you get it? But if it was kid porn allegations, nets ex-liberal talk show host firing, it doesn't make it to the Associated Pukes because they're on his side. Same thing here with Kosovo. Same thing everywhere you turn. Same thing with the story against McCain this morning by the jerks at the New York Times. But at the end of the day, there's a silver lining to it, which is that all it's going to do is rally the troops behind McCain. People who were indifferent towards him are going to say, we know this is unfair. This is not a big deal, even if it happened. How dare they do this? You know what? I'm going to back the guy now. That's what's going to happen. I know exactly how it's going to happen. So, you know, don't take it personally. 1-800-449-8255. In about 20 minutes, 15, 10 minutes, rather, we're going to go to the debate between Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rotten Clinton. And I can tell you in advance he's going to beat her because in a one-on-one, she doesn't have a chance. There's only one way she wins tonight, and that's going for his jugular, and she cannot do it. And the reason she cannot do it is because if she kills him verbally, she's going to alienate the very core base that she needs in order to fight McCain, and they'll never forgive her. That's the way Marxists are. Virginia, Brian, you're on the Savage Nation topic, please.
Well, Michael, I think that the gentleman you had on earlier knew an awful lot and absolutely knew nothing, because there are just ebb and flows to these things, and Serbia has come and gone before, and the point being that this is going to continue to flow, and we're going to see this happening more and more in a broader area, and it can happen here, and it won't be just simply Muslims, and it won't simply be the left and the right.
Do you know one of the largest conversion groups into Islam in America is Hispanic? Are you aware of that?
Oh, absolutely. And not only
do you know that there are now several hundred thousand Hispanics who've been brainwashed into becoming Muslims right here in America, that the Muslims are so intelligent in what they're doing here in this country, they're building virtually an entire demographic that could eventually be used as a military arm against the entire nation.
Absolutely, Michael. But, you know, we're going to wind up.
What sane nation permits this kind of proselytizing to go on inside its own borders? Answer: an insane nation run by a bunch of crooks who do not care about the integrity of the nation. They break the border down, and they wonder what's going on in America, and then the people they've invited in illegally convert to another religion. What do they expect's going to happen at the end of the road 20 years from now? I see the whole picture. I can play chess. Apparently, those in the White House are playing checkers. They just have an awful lot of people up there who can play checkers, and they start to think that they're playing chess because there's a lot of them with a lot of checkerboards. WTNTJ, you're on the Savage Nation topic, please.
Hi, Michael. You're absolutely right in regards to this region with the Serbs and the Balkans. Don't back off this subject. In fact, there's some facts that did come out in the early 90s. 250,000 Serbs were ethnically cleansed from Croatia. They don't talk about that.
Correct. They were driven out, their homes burned, their possessions seized. Again, Bill Clinton, Madeleine Albright, Wesley Clark were the war criminals. I know that. But Madam Clinton was deeply involved. I studied this in the late 90s. Bill Clinton was indifferent to this. He really didn't care about it. I read that it was Hillary Clinton who made the decision under the advice of Madam Albright to bomb the Serbs. That's what I read at the time.
That's factual. And somebody that you really need to talk to that is an expert on this region is somebody called William Dortch. He is he's going to be as factual as you can get. I mean,
We'll get his name and number, but I got to run. I got 40 seconds till this hour is out. Listen, I have a tape that the guys who run the show don't have, and I'm going to send it up to them by FedEx tomorrow. It's a tape of an interview I did 10 years ago with a former prosecutor at the Nuremberg trials where they tried Nazi war criminals. This man was a lifetime liberal, a lifetime Democrat. He came on this program, The Savage Nation, and he said with a broken heart that it was the greatest war crime he had ever seen was Bill Clinton and NATO bombing the Serbians, bombing Belgrade. He told me exactly what I'm telling you. I learned at the hands of a very good man the truth in this situation. Be here for the debate.
Savage. Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
You know, Ann was a great champion for the people of Texas.
All right, here we go she with more rubbish already. They're wasting our time talking about the former governor of the state of Texas. Instead of asking you, what do you think about the situation in Serbia? We're asking about garbage again. What kind of nation am I living in? What idiots?
Making real differences in people's lives.
Do you hear this again? Again, style over substance. Why? Because they use little prostitutes from the media. Little empty skirts, little empty suits. The government media complex. Here we go, the children's health care. There we go again. Number one problem, children's health care. Welcome, Fidel Clinton.
National Guard and Reserve members get access to health care because...
Oh, you're such a good woman. You're going to help the military now. Not how to fight, but how to be cripples, emotional and otherwise.
There's so much more to do. I want to take on the tough issues that face us now. I want to stop the health...
You know, I was going to do this for an hour. I don't think I have the guts for it.
Because they're sick.
I can't listen to propaganda.
To discriminate.
It goes against my nature. I'm going to give it a few minutes. If I have to listen to these propagandists, I'm going to turn it off.
And that, because it's time we said no more.
Do you people believe any of this? Am I alone in my outrage over this garbage campaign?
To take care of our veterans. It was shocking and shameful what happened that we discovered about a year ago at Walter Reed. We can do so much better.
Oh, my God. No, turn her off. I'm not listening to this. Shocking about Walter Reed, the best medical care of troops in the world? You're a disgrace. This is really amazing to me. Instead of attacking Osama bin Laden, instead of attacking Al-Qaeda, instead of attacking the Islamists and their front groups in America, she's attacking the Walter Reed Medical Center. This is utterly unbelievable. You know, you people on the left, you really are useful idiots. You are really useful idiots if you believe a word of this rubbish. This woman is not a suitable candidate for the presidency, and you're going to find it out next November when John McCain is elected by a landslide. I predict a 20-point win for McCain, either over this one or the other factotum over there of the American international left. Go ahead, turn it back up. I could take another minute. I'll try it. Where is she appearing? Austin, Texas, the Castro District of Texas.
First of all, thank you so much to University of Texas for hosting us, and it's a great honor to share the stage once again.
You can see why I can't be a politician. I can't waste a second. I wouldn't thank them for being there. They love you being there. It brings attention to an ordinarily nothing campus. What are you thanking them for? That's like a radio show, and a person says, thank you for being with us, taking the time out. The guy's got nothing to do but be on television and radio. What are you thanking him for? They live to promote themselves on television and radio. What's with the thanks?
And all across America are feeling the brunt of that failing economy.
I'm not feeling it. Are you feeling it? You went to Yale, didn't you? What, are you feeling the brunt of the failing economy, you and your wife? You're feeling it? You don't look like you're feeling it. Is Jesse Jackson feeling it? Who's feeling it?
We're actually seeing them having to cut back on their medical expenses. Because they're more than double
medical. Do you notice the radical socialist left? They're doing exactly what Fidel Castro did. Medical. When are you people going to wake up that you're looking at a naked communist right in front of your eyes? Oh, he's not wearing a red beret. He's not waving a communist flag. Make no mistake about it. Barack Obama is espousing Marxist rhetoric from the top to the bottom. He is a Marxist candidate.
Factories and shipped to China, resulting in devastating job losses and communities completely falling apart. And all across America, I'm meeting not just veterans, but also the parents of those who have fallen. One mother in Green Bay gave me this bracelet in memory of a 20-year-old son who had...
I can't listen to this rubbish. Turn him off. I can't take it. I can't. I can't listen to lies. I can't listen to rhetoricians and rubbish like this. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let you determine the course of the show. I know this is going to be the most listened to debate to date. I realize that for ratings I should have it on, and I probably will listen to what you have to say. But believe me, I'd rather talk about the stealing of Kosovo, Neil Cavuto being exposed as a front man for Saudi money on Fox Cable today, in my opinion. I'd rather talk about the issues of the day instead of this garbage of two fraudulent candidates putting on a dog and pony show for the cripples of America. So what would you like me to do? Watch the two phonies put on a dog and pony show for the cripples of America in the Castro District of Texas? What would you like me to do? Jimmy, go ahead, please, on the Savage Nation. Your opinion quickly, 30 seconds or less.
Yes, I think one of the most important things you just talked about was the fact that during World War II, the Chetniks were U.S. allies. Most history books claim the Chetniks supported Hitler. It's similar to the history books.
Well, hold on. They don't know who Chetniks are. They were Serbian underground fighters, the Chetniks, and they were our allies.
They fought against both the communists and the Nazis, the same way the Chiang Kai-shek in China fought the communists and the Japanese.
But, Jimmy, you're an intelligent, educated man who cares about it. Most Americans are watching these two frauds in Texas talk about health care. What is this obsession with health care, Jimmy? Tell me from your heart. You know what it's about, but you tell the American people. Go ahead.
Well, if you want to get elected, you got to take issues that most people could be brought to feel something about. And most people are afraid of not getting health care. This way you get elected by claiming you're going to help them.
But wasn't health care a major platform of Fidel Castro after he became the dictator of Cuba?
Yes, because it works.
And right. And is the health care in Cuba today a good system or a failed system? You know the answer. When Fidel Castro got sick, he flew in a doctor from Spain. That's how good the system is. Thanks for the call. All right, go back to the two puppets. Go ahead.
They want an America that is as good as its promise.
See,
I'm
empty rhetoric.
President, because I want to help America.
Help Americans.
As good as its promise.
Help Americans. Daddy Obama's going to help us. And there's Mommy Hillary. She's going to help you too. Daddy Obama's going to come to save you. Big Daddy Obama.
Begin with questions. Jorge Ramos.
Oh, there's actually a question?
En Estados Unidos también se habla español.
Oh, no.
Por estar aquí con nosotros en esta
no, I turn it off now. You're not talking Spanish on my show. Get it off my... That's it. That's it. We're finished. I'm not going to do a bilingual show. I live in the United States of America. I don't press one for English. You learn to speak English or get out of my country. Get out of my nation. You're not going to balkanize this country, you rats and you bums, you weasels and you skunks. See why I get angry? You understand what this is all about? If you think I'm going to let this subtle propaganda seep through my airwaves, you are wrong. If you think I'm going to let these two socialist candidates slowly erode your sovereignty to an extent where you don't even know you have a nation anymore, you are mistaken. You are really mistaken. Orlando, Florida. Matt, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, I find it very refreshing that you're covering the economic angle of the Kosovo, but I'd also like to put forward another possibility, that of the political angle, essentially that they're doing this to cover the one area that's outside of liberal influence. Whenever there's a country that upholds borders, language, and culture, you notice that the EU, NATO, and the Western liberals in general are vicious to just pound down upon it until it has absolutely no
right.
Problem.
Serbia is 99% Orthodox Christian. They are therefore the enemy of the Marxist socialists in the European Union. It is still a Christian nation. This is a war against Christianity, by the way.
Yes, definitely.
All right, thank you. All right, now go back to the charade. I'll see if I can take another minute of
and to create the momentum that might eventually lead to a presidential visit. But there has to be evidence that indeed the changes are real, that they're taking place, and that the Cuban people will finally be given an opportunity to have their future determined by themselves.
Very simply, would you meet with him or not, with Raúl Castro?
I would not meet with him until there was evidence that change was happening, because I think it's important that they demonstrate clearly that they are committed to change.
You see, she's a centrist. Notice what she's doing here. Now watch Obama. He's going to play the diplomat. He'll meet with anybody, anywhere, anytime for peace and love. He can go there to study the medical system of Cuba since he's so interested in it. He can come back with plans and architectural renderings of empty clinics and doctors in dirty smocks trained in 10th-rate hospitals.
Without some evidence that it will demonstrate
good for you, Hillary.
The kind of progress that is in our interest,
watch what
in this
happens
case,
now.
In the interest of the Cuban people.
Watch.
And Senator Obama, just to follow up, you had said in a previous CNN debate that you would meet with the leaders of Cuba, Iran, North Korea, among others. So presumably you would be willing to meet with the new leader of Cuba.
That's correct. Now,
see?
Keep in mind,
because
that
he's more reasonable.
For our policy in Cuba should be the liberty of the Cuban people. And I think we recognize that that liberty has not existed throughout the Castro regime. And we now
why don't you go to the next step and say he's been a dictator for 50 years? Why don't you come out and say it?
The United States and Cuba after over half a century. I would meet without preconditions, although Senator Clinton is right that there has to be preparation. It is very important for us to make sure that there was an agenda, and on that agenda was human rights, releasing of political prisoners, opening up the press, and that
my
God,
I'm stunned. You mean there's a closed press and political prisoners in Cuba? That seeped out of CNN?
Talk to its enemies. In fact, that's where diplomacy makes the biggest difference.
I see. Talk to your enemies. Ah, that's where diplomacy makes the most sense. So if a man comes to burn your house down, you should go outside your lock gates, put your gun down, and talk to him. That makes sense.
We're interested in pursuing potentially a new relationship. What I've called
cigars and young prostitutes, that's important.
Remittances from family members to the people of Cuba, as well as travel restrictions for family members who want to visit their family members in Cuba.
Right, and bring in harder American currency and bring back cocaine.
Start,
to make certain that there could be a new transit point instead of Venezuela, they could start using Cuba again to bring drugs into America. Normalize the transit of cocaine from Cuba now into America. Cut off the narco traffic.
You called U.S. policy towards Cuba a miserable failure, and you supported normalizing relations. So you backtracked now.
I support the eventual normalization, and it's absolutely true that I think our policy has been a failure. I mean, the fact is that during my entire lifetime, and Senator Clinton's entire lifetime, you essentially have seen a Cuba that has been isolated but has not made progress when it comes to the issues of political rights and personal freedoms that are so important to the people of Cuba. So I think that we have to shift policy. I think our goal has to be ultimately normalization. But that's going to happen in steps. And the first step, as I said, is changing our rules with respect to remittances and with respect to travel. And then I think it is important for us to have the direct contact, not just in Cuba, but I think this principle applies generally. I recall what John F. Kennedy once said, that we should never negotiate out of fear, but we should never fear to negotiate. And this...
there's a Nobel right there.
...step down, I think, is one that we should try to take advantage of.
Okay. Senator Clinton, do you want to quick response?
Yay. Get out the puppets. Yay.
Well, I agree absolutely that we should be willing to have diplomatic negotiations and processes with anyone. I've been a strong advocate of opening up such a diplomatic process with Iran for a number of years. Because I think we should
dance with the devil.
Ways that we can possibly
Iran, who called Israel a dirty bacteria yesterday. That's who she wants to do business with.
It's in our
Iran, who is stoning and killing women. Iran, who was stoning and killing homosexuals. Iran, who was hanging adulterers. That's who she wants to have a dialogue with.
When and whether the president should offer a meeting without preconditions with those with whom we do not have diplomatic relations, and it should be part of a process. But I don't think it should be offered in the beginning, because I think that undermines the capacity for us to actually take the measure of somebody like Raul Castro or Ahmadinejad and others. And
wait a minute, take the measure. You don't know who Raul Castro is? He's a butcher. You don't know who Ahmadinejad is? Then you're disqualified for the presidency. How could you not know who these people are and sit there and pretend you could be president? Ahmadinejad uses the rhetoric of Adolf Hitler. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back.
The next presidency. The question people are going to have to ask is, how do we get it done? And it is my
The man has mumbled on now for 2 minutes without saying one word that we haven't heard 100 times before. He's going to eat the rich and he's going to support the poor. In other words, he's Robin Hood. You know what I object to the most here is not that he's running for the presidency or that she is. It's that they have it in front of audiences that can cheer. What kind of country is this that we have to turn it into such a circus? Is this your idea of a dignified debate? Now, the question happens to be a good one. How do you differ from Clinton on the economy? The answer is he doesn't. They're exactly the same. They're one and the same. Tax the rich. No tax breaks for the rich, meaning anyone who makes more than $75,000, which, of course, is not the rich. You ask anyone who makes $100,000 as a family if they feel like they're rich. They can hardly pay the bills when they're trying to run a middle-class life. So, again, it's attack anybody in the middle class and above and support the bums on the bottom. Now let's listen to Madam Chang.
At the moment is that you're ready, he's not. What would you do differently on day one than a President Obama would when it comes to managing the nation's economy?
Well, I would agree with a lot that Senator Obama just said, because it is the Democratic agenda. We are going to rid the tax code of these loopholes and giveaways. We're going to stop.
Really? How about the $100 million your husband allegedly got for opening a door to a uranium deal in the caucuses? You think that's a tax break you'd want to look into? Libraries and the fact that they're tax-free?
Families are, so we can rebuild a strong and prosperous middle class.
I can't stand the fixed smile. It reminds me too much of the dictator's wife in China. I think it's time that the rest of there's one woman in China who she reminds me of. She's like a dictator's wife. This fixed smile scares me.
We also have a different approach toward trade. We're going to start having trade agreements that not only have strong environmental and labor standards.
Here we go, environment. Medicare, Medicaid, and the environment.
And I'd like to have
I've heard it since the 1980s. Medicare, Medicaid, and the environment.
We're also going to put much tougher standards in place so that people cannot import.
What's that bulge on the satin dress of the woman that McCain allegedly had a relationship with? I'm concerned about the bulge on her tummy. And can someone enlighten me on that? There's a picture on the Drudge Report of it. She looks like she pulled a tablecloth off a table at a wedding and put it on as a dress. It really is not very becoming, but there's a bulge, a worrisome bulge in the lower abdominal area of McCain's alleged flame. What is that? It really bothers me. I was afraid to ask about. I don't know who to ask. I have no one in the family I could. What did she just say, Clinton? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was more interested in the bulge on the woman's lower abdomen and the satin dress that looks like a tablecloth.
The postal worker who got really hoodwinked into an agreement that
savage.
Who are provided a pathway to
citizenship. Okay, so we're listening to both Obama and Hillary saying that they want to grant amnesty to illegal aliens and that we should tone down the rhetoric when we complain about our borders being destroyed by the oligarchy. So what else is new? 75% of the American people, including Democrats, oppose illegal immigration. And here you have the two leading candidates in a Democrat ticket pandering to illegal aliens, mainly from Mexico. How do you feel about that? You think that's the right way to go? You know it's wrong. You know that they're demagogues.
And what's worse,
why do you think they held it in Austin, Texas? It's filled with liberal, junkie college students and illegal immigrants. What do you think the applause is coming from? Where do you think it's coming from? The rafters?
They've got to pay thousands of dollars in fees. They just
hey, Obama, hold it. Time for a fact check, Obama, instead of your lying lips. Let me tell you something, Obama. They don't all come here to work. One out of three prisoners is an illegal alien, primarily from Mexico, who came here to rape, to murder, to steal, to drive drunk. They did not come here to work, Obama. Stop with the singing, the flowers here, with the violin that every immigrant is here to work. Why, then, are one out of three prisoners an illegal immigrant? Why don't you tell that to the cops that are dead, or the dead policemen's widows all over America who have been killed by one of these wonderful visitors from Mexico? Damn it, I can't take this. Damn it, I'm going to lose it on this show. And I'm going to say something I regret. I haven't yet, by the way. I have not said anything I regret yet, but if this keeps up, I'm just liable to. I can't listen to these two rat liars on the left. I can't take it. They're very evil people. You're looking at the two faces of evil. They are not Americans. They are internationalists.
They are not in favor of borders, language, and culture. They're in favor of the dissolution of America and turning us into a new Kosovo.
Collapsed in Washington, and that is the border fence. To many Americans, it is a simple question of sovereignty and security. America.
Thank you, John. Yeah, it is a simple question.
But as you know, in this
right,
state,
John.
Especially if you go to the south of here along the border and in other border states, to many people, it's a much more personal question. It could
sure,
question
they can't bring in the drugs if there's a fence. Of course it's personal. Their ranch is used as a transit point, John.
Might be a simple question of whether
they're making a lot of money on each head of illegal immigrant coming through their ranch. Of course it's they're against it.
You voted for the construction of that fence. As you know, progress has been slow. As president of the United States...
Of course it's been slow because Bush gutted the bill.
...finish the fence and speed up the construction, or do you think it's time for a president of the United States to raise
rip
his...
Rip down those fences. Say, Mr. Gorbachev, what? Tear down that wall.
Let's think about this again. Do we really want to do this?
No,
well,
we don't want a
both,
fence.
Senator Obama and I voted
I
for
say
that
build the fence and tear down the fence.
Debate.
I'm Hillary Clinton.
And
I said build the fence before I said tear down the fence. And today I want to go on record saying I say build the fence in certain areas and tear it down in others. And after it's been built in one area, tear it down and build it somewhere else.
There is a smart way to protect our borders, and there is a dumb way to protect our borders.
What's the smart way?
What I learned last night.
What's the smart way?
When I was there with Congressman Ortiz, is that the University of Texas at Brownsville would have part of its campus cut off. This is
good.
The kind of...
Good. Cut off the part that's filled with illegal aliens getting a free education.
I know it because
maybe
I
I'll take home a little bit more money out of my paycheck instead of paying for the education of illegal immigrant children.
Are separating people from families, interfering...
Oh, don't give me that rubbish. They love their families so much they can go back
people.
To Tijuana.
So what I've said... is that I would say...
They go back
minute,
there and live in the mud hut. What are they telling me? They're cut off their family. A rubbish!
...is appropriate. I think when both of us voted for this, we were voting for the possibility...
Right, we're voting for it because we thought the American people would be hoodwinked by our sudden discovery that they wanted
so
a border.
The Bush administration,
but now that we're pandering to the Hispanic mobs here illegally, who are primarily our constituency, we're against it.
...that I think is counterproductive. So I would have a review. I would listen to
the people. Right, I would tear it down after building it up. Then I'd build it up and tear it down. I know what we need to do. We need to build a fence around Congress and not let them out of the cage. Then we can take America back from the crooks and the charlatans. That's a great idea. Let's build a fence around Congress and let's lock all of the crooks in for about 3 months and see if the country is better or worse. Let's have an experiment. Let's not let the crooks fly out of Washington for 3 months. No one leaves, no one goes in. Let's see what happens.
We learned about technology and smart fencing. You know, there is technology that can be used instead of
really?
A physical barrier.
No
it
kidding.
It requires us having enough personnel along the border.
Oh,
so
I see. Build a bigger government.
Be supervising a certain
more government, not more fencing.
We'll be able to
because
be
a fence doesn't require health care.
You know,
a worker needs health care. Right. So what you got to do is you got to hire more workers to do nothing. Hire more government workers who do nothing but sit on their behinds and sue.
Makes no sense. So what I have said is, yes, there are places when after a careful review, again, listening to the people who live along the border, there may be limited places where it would work. But
a piece of a fence, in other words, that they can walk around. That's really a smart... You know, that's pretty smart. The Israelis built a pretty smart barrier, and they cut down suicide bombings. And the area where they didn't have it, because of liberals like Hillary, the suicide bomber came in and killed their children. You know, you walk around a part of a fence that's not built, Hillary. That's part of smart fencing. So in other words, if I have a house, I build three-quarters of a fence, and I leave one side open so the criminal can walk in. That's smart fencing. That's really smart. Wow, boy, that's really brilliant.
I almost entirely agree. I think that the key is to...
Of course you agree. You're both pandering to the Hispanic mobs, the Hispanic voters, most of whom are here illegally, most of whom are your constituency, most of whom have no right to vote, and without whom you wouldn't be sitting up there on your high horse espousing this rubbish. You'd be an alderman in Chicago where you belong, taking bags of money on the highway in toilets.
It makes sense to have some fencing, but... For the most
were it
part,
not for the illegal aliens in Chicago, you'd still be grabbing bags of cash in the toilet bowls along the highways. And look where you are today, because the illegal alien could elevate you to such a position. Isn't America great? The streets are paved with gold.
In terms of hundreds of thousands of people coming over the borders on a regular basis. If we want to also provide opportunity for the 12 million undocumented workers,
25 million.
Senator Clinton and I have both
25 million. Stop lying about the lie.
Ohio and my home state of Illinois.
Yeah, of course. Chicago is riddled with illegal aliens. You understand where he came from and who his constituency was in the beginning? The springboard, the illegal alien mobs.
We're not going to be devoting all our law enforcement resources to sending people back.
See the applause? Why do they hold it in Austin, Texas, the Castro district of the great state of Texas? Filled with perverts, deviants, communists, socialists, and illegal aliens. That's where the applause is coming from.
Deal with the 12 million people who are living in the
shadows. 25 million. You're lying about the number.
A way of getting out of the shadows. If we don't also deal with the problem of this constant influx of undocumented workers.
I think you should give health care to fence posts. I think the only solution is comprehensive health care reform, meaning health care for the fence posts, because they too have needs. Fence posts sit and rot in the soil for long periods of time, and they need welfare, and they need these fence posts, need medical care as well. And if you're elected, you'll give health care to fence posts.
Through no fault of their own are here, but have essentially grown up as Americans.
What do you mean, essentially? How can they grow up essentially as Americans if they don't speak the language? They've essentially grown up as aliens. No, end birthright citizenship. It's an anachronism. It's killing America. It's destroying us. No automatic birthright. It was outlawed in Canada. Socialist Canada outlawed it because they were becoming a part of China. Turn it off. I'm not having a Spanish question on my show. I do not live in the bilingual state of America. I live in the United States of America, not the multilingual United Nations of America. I am not going to permit it on this show. I'm not going to permit this seeping socialism into this country. I don't like this weasel. Who is this weasel here asking these questions? This unknown weasel they dug up here with that skinny face of his. I can't take this. I'm really going to lose this in a minute. I'm telling you right now, I may not even vote. I may not even vote for this. What do you want to talk about? Chicago, David, you're on the Savage Nation. I don't want to listen to the weasel anymore. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Democrats are a party of pretend or a party of the sexually messed up. They wouldn't care if Obama was a serial killer. Those Democratic...
Or I don't know what you're talking about, serial killer now. San Diego, Lynn, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Who's up, the Cheshire Cat again? Does anyone else object to that fixed smile with the surgical cheeks? Does anyone else object to it? I've seen pictures of her going back to the 80s when she was a hippie wife, a hippie chick who went to law school. When did you see the Cheshire cheeks appear? Surgery during the Clinton years. So she could become Madam Clinton, the new ruler of the West, while he took over the UN and they could run the world. You know, taking over the world, one, two, three. Well, we're about to lose it all, I'll tell you. When a woman of this low caliber can pull the wool over the eyes of millions of people who forget, like with amnesia, what she did to us during her 8 years of autocratic rule, and you take an unknown alderman from Chicago, who was put together by a conglomeration of very nefarious elements with money coming from areas we don't even know. Where do you get all this money from? How does an unknown man have more money than the Hillary Clinton, than the Clinton machine? Who is pumping money into Barack Hussein Obama's coffers? And what front companies might they be using? You know they tapped out the internet donations by now. You know the individual donors were tapped out a long time ago. Where are these millions a month coming from? Has anyone looked into this? I'd like to see an answer to that question. I don't want to listen to that weasel. Anytime there's going to be a bilingual question, I'm not going to run it on this show. I refuse. Go back to Obama. What's the great Hussein Obama talking about now?
So when you start getting into a debate about bilingual education, for example, now I want to make sure that children who are coming out of Spanish-speaking households have the opportunity to learn and are not falling behind. And if bilingual education helps them do that, I want to give
it
them
it doesn't help them. It turns them into a slave class.
Children,
it is not the native language of the land. It is not the native language of the land.
And
it does not help them. It harms them. make them learn English the way children did in my generation and in my father's generation. I am the son of an immigrant. I was told never to speak anything but English in my household. I was told to become an American. I was told not to impose my cultural views on others in this country. How dare you imply that they're not given a fair chance? They're given everything in our country. They're just lazy. That's why they're not learning. You know why they're falling behind? Because they're lazy. They come from households that don't care about learning. You want to hear the God-forsaken truth? Why don't you say it like it is? You can throw all the money at the world at certain schools, and the children are still going to wind up wastrels and dummies. I can prove it to you. Turn them off. Turn them off right now. Here in Marin County, California, in the area where I live, there is an area where there is a predominantly African-American population and an otherwise sea of white people. It is called Marin City, California. They have received more per capita per child than any other school in the state of California for over 15 years. A higher per capita income of state taxes has gone into this largely African-American school district. And you know what the results are? Zilch. Are you telling me they don't have enough money? Money is never the answer. The answer is to be found inside the child. And what is found inside the child is learned inside the home. And I'll be right back.
Savage.
And I think in...
We're back to the Cheshire cat agreeing with everything Obama has said and him agreeing with everything she said, with minor modification, of course. It's a love fest, another love fest that will produce a lose for Hillary. The only way she could have won tonight was by attacking him for being far to the left of her, but of course she will not do that for fear of violating the Univision core base of illegal alien viewers.
Working to get kids health care.
Health care every minute now, the same thing. Fidel Castro, Hillary Clinton. Fidel, Hillary Clinton. Hasta la victoria siempre. Hasta la victoria siempre.
And our accomplishments.
Health care, Medicare, Medicaid, the environment. Hasta la victoria siempre.
One of Senator Obama's supporters was asked to name one accomplishment of Senator Obama.
Turn it off. That's all we've heard it before. San Antonio, Victoria, go ahead, please, quickly.
I just want you to know that the Univision was coordinated from Clinton's former Fed Secretary, Cisneros. He used to be on the board of directors. So.
You're saying Univision and his former Secretary of Education, Cisneros, are connected, and that's why we're watching a broadcast on CNN and Univision?
Yes, sir, but it's Head Secretary, Cisneros. The other criminal.
Why is Obama constantly stretching his head up in the air? I mean, like an ostrich. What's that all about? Thanks for the call. Anybody else want to talk about anything else? Serbia, perhaps? Kosovo? Mobs in the streets and what it's all about? Serbs breaking the U.S. Embassy? Is that not on your mind instead to watch these two frauds up here? All right, let's go back to the invented candidate Obama, the Frankenstein of the Clinton machine.
That had resulted in wrongful convictions, to open up our government and to pass the toughest ethics reform legislation since Watergate to make sure...
Wait a minute. Let's see if I follow this. It's only going to apply to whom? Republicans? You mean not to people like Dianne Feinstein? The shopping cart people? Brought to you by the shopping cart folks? You know, turn off with this. You know, you talk about this McCain allegation with the woman, with the lobby, that he was nice to her and she was a lobbyist. How about having, never mind a lobbyist as a friend, how about having a husband as a senator sitting on committees that you do business with, as in the case of Dianne Feinstein and her husband, Dick Blum? You think that's worthy of a New York Times story? You know it is. But since the New York Times is run by rats on the left, they'll never look into those allegations, will they? Okay, go back again to the invented candidate, the Frankenstein of the Clinton machine, Barack Obama.
I think Senator Clinton has a fine record, and I don't want to denigrate that record.
Let me tell you something. I'd vote for a black man in a hot second if he were a conservative who believed in borders, language, and culture. Just take me on my word for it. I would vote for a Hispanic man if he were strong on borders, language, and culture, and he was a nationalist. I don't give a rat's behind about a person's race, creed, or color. What I care about is someone who's trying to tear this country down even further than it's already been torn down after 15 years of Clinton Bush. And let me tell you something. The savior is not sitting there in front of your eyes in the form of Barack Hussein
Obama. Barack Hussein Obama is the Frankenstein of the Clinton campaign. One day, perhaps a political historian will be able to uncover my suspicion. My thesis is that they invented him. They created him. They are the ones who brought him up. They are the ones who put him on the stage. They are the people who wanted to use him to make her look more centrist. Instead, they got shafted by their own core base of radical leftists and illegal aliens. And so, therefore, that is why I call him the Frankenstein of the Clinton machine. Whether you agree with me or not is irrelevant. It's my opinion. This is a show about opinion. This is not a show about journalism. Journalism is something entirely different. It's totally objective of the kind that you'd see with Dan Rather or the New York Times. That's journalism. This is simply opinion. Now let's go back to the Frankenstein.
So well, the reason that this campaign has done so well is because people understand that it is not just a matter of putting forward policy positions. Senator Clinton and I share a lot of policy positions.
Uh-huh. It's a matter of the fact that we're fed up with Hillary Clinton and you're the alternative to her, and we'll take you over her. That's the main reason. We've had 8 years of her. We know what to expect. But if you run head-on-head against McCain, you lose by 20 to 25 points today. Okay?
We will continue to see the
turn it off. Jerry, Los Angeles, welcome to the Savage Nation. I can only take so much of the rubbish. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Well, Michael, as a Minuteman who's been to the border and knows the 10th Amendment of the Constitution and the 2nd Amendment of the Constitution, I, as an American, support you wholeheartedly.
I support the Minutemen wholeheartedly. Let me put it on the line. You guys are great. You're the real Americans. You're the patriots. You're the descendants of Paul Revere. And I spit on any politician who calls you. What did Bush call you? And the others, they called you. What, they gave you a name. What did they call you? They're real Americans for calling you names. What did they call you?
Well, they called us traitors, for one thing.
Vigilantes, they called you for enforcing the law that they refuse to enforce. I'd like to know who the vigilantes are. I think they're on K Street.
Well, Michael, I want to say.
Hey, let me ask you something, Jerry. What do you think about my idea of fencing in Congress for 90 days and not letting anything in or out but food? Do you think the country might be a better place after 90 days if no one could go in or out?
I'll help you build a fence, sir.
Let's build a fence around Congress and see if the country's better or worse. Okay, what's the now? Let's go back to Frankenstein. Go ahead.
And suggested an argument that I share, that words are important. Words matter.
Especially when you're a rhetorician who specializes in hot air. Words are very important.
It is to speak to the American people directly about making America as good as its promise. And Barbara Gordon.
Oh, God! What does that mean?
As anybody. Now, the notion that I had plagiarized from somebody who's one of my national
a notion. Everyone knows you robbed the words. But you're in good company. No, you stole words. You stole words from the governor of Massachusetts because the same man who wrote the crap for him wrote it for you. That's all. Just admit it. You got caught. You're a plagiarist, my friend, but you're in good company. Have a nice debate with the Cheshire Cat there.
Savage.